Here in Hawaii, the Pacific Ocean is our neighborhood, and so much more than that. Along with oceans and waterways around the world, the Pacific Ocean is also plagued by pollution, and particularly by plastics. You may be familiar with the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, also known as the Pacific Gyre or the North Pacific Subtropical Convergence Zone. Located halfway between Hawaii and California, it's the largest of five offshore plastic accumulation zones in the world's oceans. The nonprofit group Ocean Voyages Institute just returned from a 25-day cleanup mission of that area, hauling away more than 35 tons of fishing nets and consumer plastics. Mary Crowley is the founder and executive director of that group, and she joins us now. Mary, thanks for coming in.
Oh, well, it's such a pleasure to be here and such a pleasure to be in Hawaii.
Personally, you did not go on this particular voyage, but you have in the past. A lot of us have seen pictures of this plastic gyre, the garbage patch. But to be there in the midst of that, what's that like when you come up on that in the ocean?
If you love the ocean like I do, and I know most people in Hawaii do, it's terrible. I mean, because you're in what's beautiful, pristine wilderness, deep ocean, and then suddenly you can be surrounded by our garbage that doesn't belong there and that is very destructive to the ocean in general and to the animal life within the ocean and to the reefs and everything.
Your first trip there was 2009, so a decade you've been involved in this. What's changed over that time?
Well, you know, it's interesting. One of the crew on board the ships was out with me on our second expedition in 2010, and she felt that this time there was just a lot more debris. But it's hard to say because the gyre area is constantly changing in size and in position.
And impacted by currents and by wind as well, yes?
Exactly. And, you know, part of this mission that we'd been preparing for over a year was having vessels of opportunity take out satellite tags we'd created. So, you know, any vessel doesn't have the capacity to pick up these nets.
Tons of nets.
But they do have the capacity to tag it. And then we get to follow its location, which teaches us more about debris distribution in the Pacific, and which also enables us to direct our cleanup ship directly to certain nets and trackers. And we're still proving this, but from my own experiences in the gyre, where we would find one net, we would frequently find others in that immediate, you know, 5 to 10 mile range. And so on this mission, they would go to find a tracker, and then we would have people in the crow's nest on the sailing vessel and people flying drones in search patterns, finding more nets. And we were, you know, close by to one of our trackers and nets. They found a 5-ton ball of nets. And so, you know, which is probably a dozen nets rolled up together. And those are real monsters in terms of killing, you know, they call them ghost nets because they continue fishing and killing. And when they come against a reef, they'll smother a reef and kill that too. So,
and it's also, it's not just on the surface. I mean, what you see on the surface is there and is spread out, of course, but it also goes down into the ocean itself.
Exactly. I mean, you really can't tell the size of what you're ready to tag or pick up and remove unless you get in the water with it and are able to free dive and see how far down it goes and how much there is in the water.
And this, just the massive size of this involved, what do? With the satellite technology, you locate it, you zero in, you triangulate, you find a position, you find this is where it is. This is not just taking out the trash in a simple sense. What do you do with that? How does that work?
Well, you know, we were particularly honored to be working with the sailing cargo ship Kauai this year. And we hope to work with them next year for a 3-month period to do a more extensive cleanup, because their crew is used to operating out of Honolulu, going down to the Line Islands, the Cook Islands, all small island groups, and delivering cargo. So they're used to loading and unloading significant weight. And the crew on board included, I think, six people from Kiribati. They were, all of the crew on board, but they were very hard workers. So people would dive down and put straps under the net and be part of lifting the net so it could be gradually pulled on board. So their cargo experience, loading and unloading, allowed them to be uniquely skilled at picking up nets. And they found maybe three nets that were in the 5 to 8 ton range. So they removed a lot of monster nets from our ocean.
And it's one thing to pull them out once they're there. What is it that, if anything, that can be done to cut down on these going in?
You know, I have more answers about how to clean it up. And I would hope that the awareness that will, and education that will be generated in the cleanup, will help on the issues of getting plastics in. I mean, this expedition, we were focusing on nets because this vessel is particularly uniquely, has a cargo hold to store them and the ability to get them out.
Right.
But even with that being said, probably 15 to 20% of what we came up with was consumer plastics. Because the consumer plastics get caught in the nets. And this vessel, if they weren't, they were so hardworking, if they weren't immediately seeing nets, but there were consumer plastics, they'd put their small boat in and they'd go and fill themselves up time and time again with the consumer plastics.
So then how does that work on the elimination of this? I mean, again, tons and tons. And yet, I'm sure within that which is still there, that's a very small portion of that. How does that get eliminated, get cut down?
A large source of nets can be illegal fishing vessels. And I know the UN and many countries are working very hard on trying to track down and eliminate illegal fishing. You know, if they, it's a very lucrative business, this illegal fishing, and they're big vessels out there doing it. And if a plane or another vessel comes close to them, they'll cut their big nets because their vessel will be seized. And so that's one source. And another source is just smaller fishing vessels with small crews, and something gets caught or something gets tangled, and maybe they're in rough seas. And so for safety, they are, you know, just to be able to move on, they cut the net. So, I mean, those are kind of accidents, and there may be ways to figure out how to have better gear and avoid some of that. But cutting down on the illegal fishing, because, yes, this is a huge amount. But the good bad news is we do have the ability to go out there and to bring in significant amounts, which sort of gives the ocean a chance.
A chance to breathe. And you're going back out next year, yes?
Yes.
Mary Crowley, her group just back from a cleanup mission to the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. She's the founder and executive director of Ocean Voyages Institute, a nonprofit based in Sausalito, California. Many thanks for spending some time with us today.
Oh, it's very much my pleasure. I'd like to keep in touch with you as we do more here from Hawaii.
You bet. Aloha.
Aloha.